Daily Light, October the 18th, morning. One of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you. The life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. And he said to them, This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. He entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. Peace by the blood of his cross, knowing that you were ransomed, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was made manifest in the last times for your sake. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. From all your idols I will cleanse you. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience. One of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. John 19:34. And Exodus 24:8. Leviticus 17:11. Hebrews 10:4. Mark 14:24. Hebrews 9:12. Colossians 1:20. 1 Peter 1:18-20. Ezekiel 36:25. And Hebrews 10:22. Daily Light, October the 18th, evening. Amen. Amen. May the Lord, the God of my Lord, the King, say so. He who blesses himself in the land shall bless himself by the God of truth. And he who takes an oath in the land shall swear by the God of truth. When God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself. For people swear by something greater than themselves, and in all their disputes an oath is final for confirmation. So when God desired to show more convincingly to his heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. The words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our Amen to God for his glory. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name for ever. Amen and Amen. Amen. Matthew 6:13. And 1 Kings 1:36. Isaiah 65:16. Hebrews 6:13 and 16-18. Revelation 3:14, 2 Corinthians 1:20, Psalm 72:18 and 19.